What's good with it, everybody? Y'all just tune in to another installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And with me today is a very good friend of mine, also co-star, Mr. Joshua T. Simpson. I mean, Shipman, I'm sorry. Shipman, I'm sorry.
Dude, you hey, listen, man. You are not the first one to do that. Like, trust me, you're not. People do that all the time, man. Literally. So you're good.
Yeah, man, very good friend of mine. We worked together on a project last year, right? Yeah, Kingdom Men. And I didn't know what to expect working with a professional like him, but you showed me the ropes around there, and then everything just went natural from there. But
Sir.
like right quick, how has the whole quarantine been treating you with your profession and stuff?
It's been interesting, man. I know everybody was at a standstill for about a good 2 to 3 months or so, man. So in that time, man, I actually just, I found some online training, I found some online courses, and kind of sharpened my tools a little more. I kind of added some more tools to the bag. That's pretty much what I did throughout this whole quarantine process, man. Just kind of sitting still and getting to focus a little more on, my trajectory, where I want to go in my career and what I want to do, and, I'm saying, the next thing that I want to do and what moves I want to make. So, sitting still like that actually gave me some clarity on a lot of things, man. But I kind of got bored. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody else did. I kind of got bored, man. And, that just allowed me to, do more training and online courses, and to I was actually, invited to do a class or to attend a class as a guest speaker, which was
Nice.
pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, just kind of sharing my journey with everybody. Like I, so it's what I do, man.
All right. So how many, I'm just curious, like how many years have you been doing this though?
How many years? Professionally, I'll say about 7 professionally. Professionally, excuse me. I started out in high school. I mean, I always wanted to do acting, like, since I was a little kid. So high school is where I really got my start in theater. And, it went from high school to a little bit at the community college. They really didn't have a lot to do at the community college, but after that, I ended up doing more theater at the university, which also introduced me to short film. Shout out to UNC Pembroke,
Big shout
alma
out.
mater. So yeah, shout out to them.
But hey, that's pretty cool because that's how I was too though, really. Just like I started off, doing drama too, and then I wanted to do it at Cape Fear, but like at the time, financial aid couldn't cover it. So if I were to pay for that course per semester, that's like 700 something, which I didn't have. Yeah, but what's crazy, after I left Cape Fear, then financial aid covered it. It would do that. And but it's great how you kept that grind consistent though from then on to now.
Definitely, man. I mean, it's all about what you want, man. If you know your true talent and your true passion, and you know which way you want to go with it. Do you want it to just be a hobby, or do you want to actually live in this industry? Like I said, from childhood, I knew that this was something that I knew I wanted to do for a career and for the rest of my life. It's a very interesting industry that we're in, but at the same time, if you put in the work, and if you're dedicated, and if you're self-motivated, you can do anything you want to. You can do anything you put your mind to, man. And that saying is true. Anything you put your mind to is doable. You just have to. It's hard because a lot of times, man, you're gonna get the friends and the family and the people around you. They're gonna look at you and they're gonna be like, man, who don't want to be an actor? Or you know, everybody wants to be an actor, or everybody wants to do this, or everybody wants to, you know, everybody wants to be in that industry for the fame and you know, the fame and the glory and all of that.
Right.
But you gotta understand, trust me, if I was to give anyone wanting to be an actor, if I was to give them advice, the first thing I'd say is don't. Because, and that doesn't, and, that, and I'm not saying it to discourage you. The reason why I'm saying that is, this is not a stable industry. It's not.
No.
Now, not saying that you can't get to that point where it can be stable for you. But here's the thing, like, if you're chasing this industry, or you want to be in this industry because you see all the glory in it, you see all the flashing lights and the, you know, the pictures on set, and you see all the red carpet events, don't let it fool you. Like, don't let it fool you, man. It, this industry is very, very, very tough. One of the most toughest industries to be a part of. You have to be strong mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to continue to make it through this kind of industry.
Right. And, you know, like you said, it's very, very tough because, like, there's some moments where you're waiting to hear back from a call and you don't hear, or like projects get canceled all of a sudden, or the project is not like you thought it was, and then that means your name was on it, and that means you're kind of a part of that bad production. And then on top of that, it's all, because like many people just like go with the grind and just keep going. They don't really have a mental mindset to be sane about it. And I think that's where most people fall off at and think they can't do it no more because they don't have that stability quite yet.
Exactly. And see, you know, and that all goes back to me saying, like, you have to know why you're doing this. Mm. Why do you want to be an actor? You know, is this something that one day you just woke up and was like, you know, I'm going to try it. I want to be an actor. Mm. Or is this actually something that you know deep down inside of you, it's one of your talents, one of your God-given talents. It's one of your passions in life is to, you know, really get into the impossible or what other people deem the impossible and really make a life out of it, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of support do you have? Oh, and that's another thing. You can't look for support in this industry.
Nope.
Because, I mean, one, people don't see it as a job. They don't see it as a normal 9-to-5. They see it as a mission. So you have to be your own support in this industry. You have to be your biggest cheerleader, your biggest supporter. And when that means sometimes you have to know how to finance yourself when you're doing all this traveling. You have to know how to keep yourself mentally strong. You have to know how to keep yourself spiritually strong, physically strong. You have to, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work than just learning lines and reciting things in front of a camera, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know the ins and outs of this business, not only, you know, the business aspect of it, not just, you know, you booking a role. You know, you gotta learn how things work. You gotta learn how things work on set. You know, you gotta learn the lingo on set. You have to learn and pay attention. You have to learn how to be patient.
Yes.
You have to be, because I'm telling you right now, it is not gonna happen on your time. It's not gonna, things are not gonna happen when you want them to happen. It's not, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't work that way in this industry, really.
Nope.
But especially acting, you have to learn how to be patient. You have to learn how to be self-sufficient. You have to learn how to be punctual. You have to learn how to be respectful to everybody around you on set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have a positive, you gotta have that positive attitude about yourself, that positive aura. Because, you know, what you give out, that's what you're going to get back. And if you're, you know, you're going on these different sets and you're making a bad name for yourself, guess what? That follows you everywhere. It could be the smallest, production, and you think that it might be a horrible production, so you might literally just show your ass out there. But guess what? That person who's doing that small production might know somebody who's connected to Hollywood or somebody who could possibly be, you know, a great connection for you in the future. So, you know, always be respectful, man. Mm-hmm. Always be respectful. Always, like you say, you know, speak to the, you know, when you pass the janitor, speak to the janitor like you speak to the CEO.
Right.
You know what I mean? And just be respectful to everybody.
Yeah, man, because, like, Yeah, if we have like a cool environment on set, you're gonna have a very cool production. If everybody, has the same energy, friendly to each other, then it's gonna be a great production. And that's what makes a great production, really. Because of course, you come across some people who have bad days, but then you can't really let that affect the whole project like that, though.
Sure. You know how it was, man. You know how it was on Kingdom Man.
Yeah.
We clown, but we got the work done.
Right.
And that's how it should be. You should be able to have fun with all your castmates.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know what you're there for. You know, you're there to get a job done. You're there to get a film. Because you got deadlines.
Right.
You got deadlines. You have to meet those deadlines, man. So, if it's what you want to do, like they say, when you're working and you're doing what you love to do, it's not a job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's how I look at the grind, man. And that's what keeps me going, because this is something that I not only love to do, mm-hmm. I can see myself do this every single day. But in the process, I'm inspiring others. I'm inspiring people to chase your dreams. Don't let people sell you short. Don't sell yourself short. Don't let people tell you that anything is, it's not possible.
Right.
Yeah, it's a tough industry. But what else, what else is tougher than that is working under someone and funding their dreams for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's even tougher on you is, working under somebody and helping them build their dreams. Not saying that you can't learn that way, because of course you got to learn some way.
Mm-hmm.
A baby is not born walking.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have to crawl before you walk, but at the same time, if it's your dream, you were given that dream for a reason. You were given that talent for a reason.
Yep.
Tap into your talents, man. Tap into your dreams and focus on it, and never give up on them. Don't let people discourage you. Don't let people tell you, you better off having a regular job, or you're better off doing this, or you're better off doing that. Because I can tell you right now, I left my 9-to-5 close to 5 years ago, man, and I have not regretted it once. Trust me, I made a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah, with this industry, it's a lot of sacrifices.
Yeah, definitely.
You're sacrificing your time, if you're even going to make it that month for rent sometime. It's just a lot of sacrifices comes with this industry.
That's right.
You got to be ready to take it.
Luckily for me, man, I have a great family. And my family, they love what I do. They love to support me. They love to, they got my back. So that's one thing. Having a great support system, man, helps you go a long way in this business.
Thanks.
Family, if you got true friends who really believe in you, anybody who's, they don't even have to be blood related, man, just anybody who believes in your dream and believes in that you have what it takes to succeed.
Yep.
If you have that, hold on to that. Those people really care about you. Those people really want to see you do well. And those are the people who when you make it up there, mm-hmm. you reach down and you're like, yo, you with me? Come on, let's go. That's the goal.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's always good to have a support team, because, again, when you do reach your lows, you hope they're there to help pick you back up and keep your grind back going.
Facts. Facts.
Because, that's exactly how it is with me and my co-host. We support each other. And, of course we're going to have doubts, because who ain't going to have doubts about, something like this? Or you're going to have your down days, but then all that matters is that your support team is there to pick you right back up, and so you can keep on going.
That's right. But again, always remember, man, always be your biggest always be your biggest supporter,
mm-hmm.
and your biggest fan, because at the end of the day, it sometimes you don't have people who are going to help you go over those lines. Sometimes you don't have people who are going to be able to help you figure out how you're going to make it to the next set, or how you're going to travel 4 hours and do this and do that. So
mm-hmm.
you have to be your own business.
Right.
You are your own business in this game, man, and you're the sole person running this business for yourself. So mm-hmm. that's another reason why it's always good to keep a positive mindset and, keep God first, pray on everything, man.
Most definitely.
Go at it.
Yeah. And, I'm just curious to know, because I'm pretty sure you might have had some. I'm just curious to know. You don't got to say the whole project name, but I'm just curious. Have you ever had any bad productions or was a part of a project you were kind of iffy about?
Oh, plenty of them. Man, listen, first starting out, dude, when you first start to grind out, man, it's a little gritty, man. It's a little interesting. And, you know, like I said, I don't speak down on anybody, man, you know, about what they do. But it, of course, in this industry, man, you're going to run into some people who it's kind of like you're going to ask yourself, you're going to ask them, like, do you really know why you're doing this project? Or, you know, what's your point behind doing this project? So you're going to get those, man. But, you know, ultimately, you learn from that. Mm-hmm. You learn from that, and you are able to take that lesson and, you know, keep going.
Right.
You know, you just keep going. You don't let it discourage you because, like I said in the beginning, everything is definitely not going to be peaches and cream, man. Everything's definitely not going to be a breeze in the beginning. It's still not a breeze right now, man, and I've been doing this for over 10 years. So it's definitely not going to be easy. You know, I started out a lot of background work, a lot of extra work.
Yeah, most people don't realize that's where you start off really first because you think you can just go off and someone notice you right off the bat. It doesn't happen that way all the time. You got to start small before you crawl, like you said.
Exactly. Yeah, man, I you know, you start off sometimes doing background work where you're on set for like 12 hours, close to 16 hours sometimes. I mean, they feed you, but at the same time, hey, every set is not the same.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? And you know, of course, not to downplay it because, again, like, you got to start out humble. You got to start out from the small beginnings. The small beginnings turn into huge things if you're consistent.
That's right.
And when you know why you're doing it, those small beginnings, you know, they're tokens, little tokens, and, you know, you just keep on going, man, along the way. But, yeah, hey, sometimes you're out there in the bright, hot sun. Sometimes you're in freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
And guarantee you, that's going to make you decide if you really want to do this stuff or not, man. If you really want to be in this industry. And hey, man, I love every bit of it. I've had good and bad, of course. We all have as actors and artists. We all have, you know what I'm saying? There's no industry where you're not going to have those crazy days and then you're going to have those amazing days. You know what I mean? So, of course, I take it all, you know, I take the bad and I just build off of that. I build off that and I just keep going.
Yeah. You know, like, since me and you both have a common friend / director in common, how did you come across Nakia exactly? Mr. Nakia T. Hamilton. We're going to give him a quick shout out right quick.
Shout out to Mr. Nakia T. Hamilton. Dude is amazing, amazing, amazing. Amazing filmmaker in the Carolinas, man. If you don't know him, check him out. Nakia T. Hamilton. Follow his page. Love Life ENT. Dude is amazing. What can I say, man? I think I met Nakia briefly several years ago, man. Several years ago. When I was first starting out with this thing. And I actually met him through Marquand Ragland. Shout out to Marquand Ragland as well. Another great filmmaker in the Carolinas. You know, make sure you follow him as well, Marquand Ragland. I met Nakia through Marquand. And at one point in time, and I was like, dang, you know, I see this dude doing so many films, man. I'm trying to get on with him. Mm-hmm. But Nakia, you know, at the time, man, Nakia was about his business, man. And he was like, I don't know where he was in the process of, you know, his, you know, film, him being a filmmaker and everything, but right. I was trying to get his attention. You know what I mean? Like, at some point in time, you know, I was kind of wishing and hoping and praying that he would, you know, reach out to me and let me know what's up. But eventually, man, you know, I just kept working hard. I kept working hard and I just kept working hard and it eventually connected me to him. And the first project I worked on with him was, I think it was like a music video. I think it was a music video that I worked on with Nakia. And, you know, long story short, man, we just kept doing things, man. We just kept working together. Kept with me on some great projects. Like I said, you and I, we're on Kingdom Men, which hopefully will be coming out soon.
Yeah.
Kingdom Men, Complexions, which is out now. Complexions is out now for everybody who's watching. That's on Vudu, that's on Amazon Prime, that's on Fandango, that's on several different platforms right now. You have that, you also have What else we got coming out, man? Hair Love and Racism, which is in post-production right now. Nice. Hair Love and Racism, that's our most recent one. Man, when I tell you, this is going to be an amazing film, dude. And actually, I was just about to post a clip that was posted on Facebook on my Instagram, but I just noticed that I hadn't posted it on Instagram yet. Mm-hmm. So I am going to post that. You're going to see it today. So make sure you follow that page, man, and just follow us, follow what we're doing, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot more. I mean, films are going to be, he's cranking films out all the time, man, so yeah. Just make sure that you follow and keep up with some of his other work, mm-hmm. for sure.
And, like, it's weird how I came across the kid, honestly. Like, I came across him from another friend of mine, because, like, I didn't know he was looking for, this is when he was getting ready to shoot her Happy Place. He was looking for somebody to, take the bite in that scene. And one person just mentioned me in the comment. I'm like, all right, I don't see why not. And then I hit him up. I didn't think he would respond that quickly. He would say, like, hey, you can just come out here this day and that day or whatever, and you'll be here for like a couple of hours and we'll pay you. And I'm like, all right, sounds fair enough. As long as that pay involved. And, and so we went out there. It was cool. It was like 40-something degrees that morning.
Hey, and that's the grind, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I had to grind through some pain, too, because like when we shot that scene, how whenever you're shooting any project, you shoot that same scene like at least 5 or 6 times, at least.
Right.
And I try to get on the bike, and it keeps scraping my leg. So I was wondering that usually when you scratch yourself, it wears off after a couple of minutes, but my leg just stayed constantly hurting. So when I got back to my car and looked up, I was like, why is my leg hurting? I saw a big old gash right there. I'm like, oh, that's why.
That's
so
crazy.
I had to play through that pain there. But then eventually he hit me up for Kingdom Men as well, which is where me and you met first off. Now I'm curious, like, because I was kind of scared, like, we're seeing how all y'all was acting. I'm like, damn, he's a bunch of veterans in here, I feel like. And But I was kind of nervous at first, but then, once I got my lines memorized and, like, learned how the whole concept of the film was and learned how each scene was supposed to go, then that's what made the production even more smoother. And then, getting a chance to talk with y'all and bond with y'all for a minute, so that way our chemistry can be just as well on set.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, sir.
Honestly, what was your first impression when you first saw me out there, though? Like, we never met each other yet. What was your first impression?
Man, I always, like, when I meet people, man, I always keep a neutral mindset, when I meet new actors or different people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you bring to the table, what I'm saying? Like, that's how I know when we start working together. So, I like I said, I just keep a neutral mindset, man, but, I don't know, man. You were just really quiet. I mean, you look focused. You look really focused, man. Like you were ready to work, which is always a good thing. You know what I mean? I mean, the more prepared you are, the better we can shoot that thing and get it knocked out. So you definitely came prepared, and you had your lines down, man, and you were ready. You were in character for sure. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So and it fit, man, because it's like. This, you're the bad guy. You're the antagonist of this whole thing, man. You're trying to, the pastor's trying to keep his name right, and then here you go, man, trying to
just being a hater.
This man off his job, and but it was good, man. You did your thing.
Appreciate it. You were very, very talented as well, because, like, it was amazing to see, like, because I would have, like, a normal conversation with you, and as soon as that camera hit, you just instantly go into character right there. Like, yo.
For sure, man. That's what that grinder do, see, man. We've been doing this thing for so long, man. You know when to turn it on and turn it off.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's how I am, man. I love to anybody can tell you, man. I love to joke around.
Mm-hmm.
And I love people to have a good time. But like you said, when that camera comes on, you know what time it is, man. It's time to get to work. So.
All right. I just got one more question. I just want to get your preference on this. Do you prefer doing plays or movies?
Being that my background and my foundation is in theater, dude, I actually thought I was going to have a big career in theater. That's before I was introduced to short films and film work and how the film works, right. How the film industry works. But like I said, I started out in theater, man, and I absolutely loved it. It's challenging because, of course, in theater, you don't have takes. Mm-mm. You have
one whole
shot all the way through. So when you mess up, there's no cut. There's no start over again. But at the same time, theater trains you to be focused. Trains you to stay in that moment. Theater trains you to give your best because, you know, in theater, sometimes you have to project more. You have to project mm-hmm. your body language. You have to project your voice. You have to project your, you know, your intentions a little further out into the audience. But with film, and it kind of took me a while to dial myself back because in film, you're like right in here. Mm-hmm. The camera's like right in there. So sometimes you got to learn how to continue to dial yourself back. Sometimes my voice may be too big. My actions may be too big. So right. It took me a while to kind of transition. But when I did, man, it was cool, man. In all honesty, man, it's a very tough question, man, because I love film, mm-hmm. specifically because I'm able to practice, you know, conveying my emotions a little more controlled,
right.
and which come across like we're talking to each other right now,
mm-hmm.
Me being like over projecting my voice or over projecting my actions, you know, on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, it all depends, man. It all depends on the project, you know, because you could get one of those bomb projects, man, in theater that yes. you're like, dang, I did that. Like, I really did that. You know what I mean? And you could also have that on film as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough, man. I think the transition, going from stage to film, that was my biggest excitement right there. You know, just going into film and working on film and just learning everything that there's to know about, you know, how to act on film. So,
right.
film is a lot more challenging as well.
Yeah.
Again, you have to learn how to dial back all of that projection right. and, you know, and then make it look realistic.
Yeah, like, I agree, definitely agree with what you're saying though about with plays that you have like project your voice, and then like, when you're saying like, oh, you need to be a part of like some big projects. When I first did The Exonerated, which is a play we did coming up on a whole year now, because we did it in November, and when I got that gig, it was a while since I've done plays anyway, because I had done it since high school, and so getting back into that environment again was kind of amazing, because like, damn, I forgot how fun theater was at one point. And then when we did the whole production and seeing the reviews on it, I'm like, yo, people really was feeling this. It didn't feel like it because we didn't get like a full house most of the time or most nights. But it was just the reviews that mattered. And I'll never forget this one review that the producer, he came back in the dressing room and talked to us. He said we had this one blind lady out there, and she said she felt everything in that play. I'm like, what?
Wow.
But yeah, that's amazing. Exonerated, I will definitely cherish that one forever. But I'll count that one as being my first professional play gig. But very, very, very powerful performance from all actors. Because even when I auditioned for it, I got the part that same day. I wasn't even expecting that. Because I didn't get the script to like the day of the audition. And like, normally I try to be prepared for stuff like that, especially if it's an audition. Like, can I at least like read what I'm supposed to like say or whatever, so I can get a feel, so I can be somewhat prepared. And like, I memorized majority of it until it got to this letter I was supposed to like read. And like, when I got to the audition, I was like, can I just do what I know from memory and then read the letter? And it's like, yeah, that's fine. And like, they were mostly impressed on how I can get a script like that memorized within a couple hours,
right?
And then just like go on from there. I'm like, well, congratulations, you got the part. I'm like, I was not expecting that, but okay. But it did get me back into that trained mentality of like constantly going over your lines and really remembering it. Because only difference is with plays, like when you mess up on stage, the audience don't know, but you can't show that either.
Facts.
Cannot show that. Because then it'll be very noticeable. Very noticeable.
I was just telling somebody about there was a time when I was in, university, man, UNCP, and we did The Crucible, and I played the role of John Proctor.
Ooh.
And it was an amazing turnout. Like, that was one of, when you mentioned your favorite play, I have to say, that was one of the most challenging plays that I've ever done in my life so far, because, again, we did it over a span of, like, 5 days, and, man, there was one day where I was on stage, and I was supposed to recite the Ten Commandments, and, dude, I kid you not, all the way up until that point, my mind was blank on stage.
It will so happen, though.
I'm pacing back and forth on stage, like, oh, shit, oh, shit. In my mind, I'm just saying, oh, I forgot my line. But then, they came back to me. Like, it came back to me. So, after the whole play was done, I was like, yo, y'all realize I just went blank up there? They were like, you did? Yeah, because they were like, the way you played that off, it seemed like you were trying to think of your Ten Commandments. Because, in reality, John Proctor, you know, he really didn't know all of them.
Right.
So, me pondering, walking back and forth was like, bro, y'all don't even realize I forgot that whole section right there. But I brought it back, though. I brought it back, man, because I didn't panic. I didn't panic. Mm-hmm. So, it was like, yo, that was crazy. Like, it was crazy in itself for me to realize that, like you said, you gotta keep control. You gotta keep control, and you have to stay focused and stay in the game. You know what I mean? You got to stay in the game, man. So I could have easily just crashed that whole set.
But the show must go on.
No. I was like, I got to do it. So I did, man. I stayed calm, and it came back to me. But over a span of 5 days, I think like over 600 people showed up to that play, man.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. Dude, I still have articles in the newspaper from it, I think.
Me too.
Somewhere in my house, man. Somewhere. But yeah, man, it was wonderful, dude. I loved it.
Yeah,
it was great. A great memory.
Yes, plays. Well, if for those who think plays are kind of easy, wait till you do one. Trust me.
Oh, nah. Listen, man. Dude, blocking.
Yes. Blocking.
You have to go through those lines, especially when you're a lead character.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had like 90 pages of dialogue, man. Like there were days I was on campus. I didn't eat. And I didn't drink, bro. Like, I was literally almost starving myself, man, so I could learn these 90 pages of dialogue.
Because, like, and, a show like this, yeah, you got to.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, the day is coming up for show. You know, the show date is coming up. Like, I have to do, you know, I need to know these lines. And, right. You know, so.
You got to do what you got to do.
It's a hustle, man, yes. For sure.
You got to do what you got to do. But, man, appreciate you for coming through here. Also, give my guests time to promote something they got going on. Do you have any projects coming up you'd like people to know about?
Kingdom End. Make sure you stay. I'll keep everybody up to date about that. Kingdom End, that's an independent film that's coming up. You also have Hair, Love, and Racism. That's another independent film that's coming up. It's in post-production right now. I think we're still, I don't know, man. I don't know if we're going to shoot more for that or not. I'm not quite sure, but, you know, keep your eyes out for that. Man, I just came back from Maryland, man. I did two projects up there last week.
Nice.
So keep your eyes out for some good stuff coming up from that. And I actually go to Atlanta next week to do another production, another commercial, matter of fact.
Hey.
So, follow my pages, man. When you follow my pages, trust me, you'll see everything that I'm doing. You'll see everything that I have going on, and you know, just keeping the movement going, man. I'm living in this purpose. I'm living in my passion, and you know, thank God, man. Thank God, I'm just gonna keep it moving.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
You gotta make it do what it is and do what it does out there.
Sure.
Very, very big shout out for you to come out here. Shout out to Nakia as well for putting both of us on his projects. And I think we're supposed to do like another coming one with him. We don't know the name yet, but me and you do got another one, dude. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again. And make sure y'all go follow his socials as well. Would you like to tell me what it is?
Everything from Facebook to Instagram is Joshua T. Shipman. That's Joshua T. Shipman. You can see my name in the, well, how it is on the description there.
Mm-hmm.
You should definitely follow me. Let me know something if you have any questions about the industry, or if you're up and coming or you're an aspiring actor. If you want to reach out to me about anything, any questions, any suggestions, anything, let me know.
All right, y'all heard him. And make sure y'all follow my platform as well, at Another Black Comedian. Don't forget to follow the Grilled Cheese Podcast page as well. Big shout out to you. Sure. Unfortunately, my co-host couldn't make it today, but I know she's going to love this interview. And yeah. Also, let people know, I will be a part of a upcoming project called The NC, which is a TV production.
Okay.
And we're supposed to start shooting that in January. 12-episode series. Hopefully, you know, we get what we get here, because our fan base on Facebook is rising. And, you know, all the characters are dope. The story is dope. And I'm telling you, y'all going to enjoy this. Each episode will have you on your toes. I'm telling you. Very looking forward to working on that.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Very looking forward to working out. I'm looking forward to everyone seeing it. Yeah, like you said, make sure y'all be on the look for Kingdom Men to see us both in. Y'all not going to like me in it, but I'm saying y'all going to love his performance. And,
it's an amazing film, man. It's an amazing film. And I think a lot of people are going to learn from it, man. A lot of people are going to, they're going to get a lot of lessons from that film, man. So, definitely.
Yep. One quick fun fact, though. One little funny story about that movie. Like the very last scene when you go preach to your church, and I'm in the back, I'm gonna let y'all know, it might look like I pushed that door with ease. Trust me, that door was hard as hell to push. Cause like
they had some platinum doors on that
door. I swear.
Like,
that was
Steven
a hard
doors, man.
Cause like when we shot that scene a couple times, the door hit me a couple times, I didn't push it hard enough. But yeah, man, y'all gonna love that movie, though. Y'all gonna love it. A lot of talented people in there. Very talented, brother yourself. Appreciate you for coming through here. We're always welcome to have you back anytime. And you make sure y'all stay safe out there during this pandemic. We know it's hard, but if you want things to go back to normal, you gotta follow directions. Make sure y'all wash your mask, because I'm telling y'all, that's a very key thing here, because you're gonna have a lot of leftover breath in there. You're going to have a lot of leftover breath in there. So you got to wash your mask. And y'all stay safe right there. Keep your distance. And we will catch y'all on the next one. And y'all just had your another daily installment of the Grilled Cheese Podcast.